American tourist killed in Turks and Caicos Islands at her birthday dinner. Turks and Caicos Islands Minister of Tourism, the Honorable Josephine Connolly, announced only last week how proud she was of the Turks and Caicos Islands. Bambara Beach was named the best beach in the Caribbean by USA Today. She said this was excellent news to welcome the new year. Little did she know that also in January, Turks and Caicos Island became the scene of a violent murder, with a U.S. visitor being killed. iturbonews.com. Yesterday, Deputy Sheriff Shamwan Duncan, 50, an American tourist and an Illinois sheriff, was shot to death when he celebrating a birthday on the rooftop of the popular Aziza restaurant, a popular Mediterranean restaurant catering to both tourists and locals. While on the rooftop of Aziza restaurant and lounge in Turks and Caicos, celebrating her sister's birthday, 50-year-old Duncan was tragically struck by a stray bullet during a senseless act of gun violence. Bystanders came and tried to help, but it was too late. The perpetrator fled, and no arrests were made yet. Family members described Duncan as a devoted mother, grandmother, sister, and friend. The restaurant was located near the Grace Bay Suites, where she and her fellow travelers were staying. The all-new Grace Bay Suites HOTEL. This is a 24-room hotel resort only minutes from the famous Grace Bay Beach. Shamwan Duncan, 50, was on the rooftop of Aziza restaurant and lounge in Grace Bay when the shooting happened around 10 p.m., her family said in a statement shared with the Miami Herald. Aziza is a space created by the individuality of co-owner Roy Shlomo, deeply inspired by Boho and Moroccan architecture. His homeland roots shine through in the aesthetic of Aziza, bringing the magic of the Mediterranean to Turks and Caicos. Aziza restaurant and lounge. Visit the post for more. This restaurant is advertising an incomparable concept of nightlife celebration and fine dining in the Grace Bay area. In addition, 30-year-old Dario Stubbs was killed, and a 29-year-old man was injured. The Turks and Caicos Islands comprise two groups of islands in the Lucayan Archipelago, the larger Caicos Islands and the smaller Turks Islands. Thus the name is home to the best beaches in the world, with majestic white sand and crystal-clear turquoise waters. Each island and Cay is a destination of its own. Providentials is home to world-renowned Grace Bay Beach and luxury hotels, resorts, villas, spas, and restaurants. Grand Turk is a home away from home for cruise passengers, and our sister islands are the gateway to nature, exploration, and culture. Fitz Bailey, previously in charge of the crime and security portfolio at the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, was appointed acting commissioner of the Royal Turks and Caicos Islands Police Force on November 22, 2024. The Turks and Caicos Islands generally have a low crime rate, but there have been recent spikes in violent crime. This is the Turks and Caicos Islands' second murder incident. According to statistics, Providentials has a higher crime rate than other islands, especially for gun-related crime. Grand Turk has seen higher levels of gun-related crime than other islands. However, the Turks and Caicos Islands remain one of the safest countries in the broader tropical Atlantic and Caribbean region. Visitors should be aware of many considerations. If certain practices and areas are avoided, tourists can significantly reduce their risk of being a crime or accident victim. Turks and Caicos Islands, official tourism website. Crystalline turquoise waters and white sand beaches are trademarks to the over 40 islands and cays that make up the Beautiful by Nature TCI. The Caribbean, Central America, and South American regions have high, and in many cases, extremely high crime rates as compared to the North American, European, and Asian regions. Most crime in the Turks and Caicos occurs among residents. The Turks and Caicos is a small country. Robberies and home invasions often happen in waves, where one or a group of perpetrators commit several crimes over the span of a few days or weeks until they are apprehended, after which conditions return to a somewhat peaceful norm. It's important to understand that the Turks and Caicos have several inhabited islands. Nearly all overnight guests stay on Providentials, which has much of the population and development. The vast majority of crime occurs in Providentials. eTurbo News contacted the Turks and Caicos Minister of Tourism, the Honorable Josephine Connolly, but the phone call has not been returned yet. ETN also spoke to the island's tourism board, which did not want to comment on the incident. We may update this article after making contact with authorities in Turks and Caicos.